So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf noted a contradiction. Our Mishnah rules, one may not keep his animals in idolatrous stables because they're suspected of having relations with animals. While a Braisa rules, it's permitted to purchase an animal from idolaters to use for a carbon, and we do not suspect that he had relations with it. The Gemara there offered one resolution as follows. In the Mishnah, we're concerned for Revia because an Akam will commit Revia with another person's animal. And the Braisa, we're not concerned for Revia because an Akam will not commit Revia with his own animal because it might get damaged. The Gemara here offers another two possible resolutions of this contradiction. The Mishnah is a case of before the fact, the Braisa is a case of after the fact. It is initially forbidden to entrust an idolater with one's animal because Dilma Kvar Rava, he might commit Revia. However, it's permitted to purchase an animal from him, and we do not need to suspect Dilma Kvar Rava that he did indeed commit Revia with this animal. The Gemara supports this distinction from our Mishnah, which rules like Tesyachet Isha Imohem, Memneshach Shudna Al Arayas. A woman should not seclude herself with an idolater because they're suspected of engaging in illicit relationships. However, Braisa rules that Isha Shenech Bisho B'dei Abdi Kechavim, if a woman was imprisoned by idolaters, it depends. Ali Dei Mamin Muteris Labaila, Ali Dei Nefashis Asur Labaila. If she was imprisoned regarding a monetary matter, she's permitted to her husband, and we do not suspect that they defiled her. But if she was imprisoned for a capital crime, she's forbidden to her husband because we do suspect that they defiled her. Apparently, Shanilon, Bein Lekitchila, Ledeyevit. Although we suspect that an Akum will have illicit relations, we do not assume after the fact that it indeed happened. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Misyari Mishim Hefzid Memainai. Perhaps the Akum only refrains because he's afraid that the husband will not pay for her release if he knows she was defiled. As indicated by Ketani Seifa, Al Yenefashes Asur Labala. If she was imprisoned for a capital crime, we indeed assume that she was defiled. The Gemara offers another resolution of the above-mentioned contradiction. Harib Eliezer, Harabanan. This is a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan, and the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that cheshinan l'revia, and the Braisa follows the opinion of the Rabbanan loy cheshinan l'revia. As we learned in the following Mishnah regarding the Parah Duma. Paras chatas, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, einin nekachas min o'ev dekechavim, v'chacham matirin. Rabbi Eliezer holds that we may not purchase the Parah Duma from an idolater, while the Rabbanan permit this. Apparently, because Rabbi Eliezer sava cheshinan l'revia, Rabbanan sava li cheshinan l'revia. Rabbi Eliezer holds we must suspect that he committed revia with the animal, thus disqualifying it, while the Rabbanan hold we do not assume that he committed revia with the animal. However, the Gemara suggests that the kuli amar lichashin l'revia. Evan agrees that we're not concerned for revia, and offers several alternate interpretations of the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan regarding paraduma. Rabbi Yehuda Merav ruled hinich alein udah shel sak and pasla ube'egla achatim shechba. If one placed a bundle of empty sacks on a cow, he has disqualified it from being used as a paraduma. But if he puts them on a calf, it only becomes disqualified to be used as an egla arufa once it holds the bundles. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Mar savar cheshinan, mar savar lei cheshinan. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Ein in the kachas min abdi kechavim, we may not purchase a paraduma from idolaters because we're concerned that he may have placed a bundle of empty sacks on the cow. Vacham matir and vacham hold that we may purchase a paraduma from idolaters because we're not concerned that this occurred. However, the Gemara rejects this explanation because for this reason, Rabbi Eliezer would not say "Ein in the kachas min oivdi kachavim" because mishum nicha porto lemafsetuva. He would certainly not risk the great value of a paraduma for a minor benefit. However, revia is a reason for Rabbi Eliezer to say "Ein in the kachas min oivdi kachavim" because hasam yitzur teikfai. There is a desire for revia. The Gemara offers another interpretation for Rabbi Eliezer's opinion: "Ein in the kachas min oivdi kachavim." Tanei Shila. The pasuk says, "Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yikru lecha," and we expound, "B'nei Yisrael yikru ve'eno evdi kechav mikachu." We only purchase from Jews, but not from non-Jews. However, the Gemara rejects Shila's reasoning because the Braisa continues, "V'chein ha'ir b'liyaza paisel b'chala kabanas kulan." B'liyaza also disqualified all kabanas purchased from idolaters. Now, "Bishlam e'paru k'siv b'kicha, el kula kabanas kicha k'siv b'hu." The pasuk only stipulates to buy from a Jew regarding paraduma, but there's no such stipulation regarding other kabanas. Why would Rabbi Eliezer disqualify all kabanas? Clearly, Rabbi Eliezer's reason is not because of Shila's explanation, but rather because of revia. The Gemara infers, "Akar ad kan loy pligi ela bechashasha, aval hecha devadei rava pasla." Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham only disagree whether we suspect that he had relations with the animal, but if we know that he did, all agree that it's certainly disqualified. The Gemara deduces, "Shema mino de parik kachem esbeachi, di kachem betek abayis, mi mifsli ba revia." Paraduma is considered like a carbon consecrated for the mizbeach because items consecrated for their value are not disqualified by revia. The Gemara rejects this inference. "Shani para de chatas karirachmana." Actually, paraduma is merely kachem betek abayis, but since paraduma is referred to as a chatas, it is disqualified by revia like karbanas. However, the Gemara disproves this idea because the Braisa rules Hikdisha beyetzi deifin psula, Reb Shimon machshir. The Tanakhama disqualifies a paraduma that was not delivered naturally, but Reb Shimon permits it. Clearly, Reb Shimon does not consider its status like a chatas, for which a yetzi deifin is disqualified. Therefore, the Gemara offers another explanation. Shani para, hayl umum paislaba, dvar erva vavaydazar, name paislaba. Since a paraduma is disqualified with a blemish, it is also disqualified if it was worshipped or used for illicit relations, because the pasuk says, ki meshachtem behem mumbam, comparing hashchasa, corruption, with a blemish. And we know, kamokim shenem hashchasa, ein ela dvar erva vavaydazar. The term hashchasa refers to idolatry and illicit relations. The Gemara returns to Shila's explanation. My time at Rebbe Eliezer, Tachsev Dabel B'nei Yisrael V'yikachu B'nei Yisrael Yikachu V'eino Evdi Kachav Mikachu. As Rashi explains, Karibe V'yikichu. We read the word as, and they shall sell. And so only Jews can sell animals to Hakdash for Kabbanis, but non-Jews cannot. However, the Gemara asks, from the Pasuk, Dabel B'nei Yisrael V'yikchu Li Truma. Hachinamid B'nei Yisrael Yikachu V'eino Evdi Kachav Mikachu. Shall we also expound this Pasuk this way too, that only Jews can sell items for use in the Mishkan? And to prove this is not the case, the Gemara cites the following incident. Shalu es Reb Eliezer, ad heichen kibir aveim. Reb Eliezer's students asked him how far the obligation to honor one's parents extends, and they answered, Tzuru'u ma'aso evi kachav mechel la'avev v'dama ben nesina shmai. See how the non-Jew dama ben nesina honored his father. Pamachas bikshu memena avonim le'efod, b'shishim ribu schar. The Chacham wanted to purchase stones for the efod from him for a profit of 600,000 dinar. However, the keys to access these stones were underneath his sleeping father's pillow, and they refused to disturb him. Here we see that we do not read the term vayikachu as referring to selling, since the Chum wanted to purchase these stones from the non-Jew. Furthermore, the Gemara relates, L'shana acheres, nol dolei paraduma be'edroi. The next year, paraduma was born in his herd. Nichnesu chach meisrael etzlei. The Chum wanted to buy it, and he told them, Yudeani b'chem, shemani mevakish mekem kol momin sheba'ilam, atem noistin li. Achshem ein mevakish mekem elo isim momin shevesadeti b'shvalabo. I know that you would pay any price for this red cow, however, I'm only asking for the amount I lost because of my father. Here we see that we can purchase the paraduma from a non-Jew. The Gemara answers, Hasam l'ide tagari yisrael zavon. In that instance, they purchased the cow from an agent who had bought it from the non-Jew. However, it is indeed forbidden to purchase supplies for the Mishkan directly from a non-Jew.